It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, man, winter is kind of here, but not really, at least where we are. You can almost see the grass through. We've gotten almost no snow. It gets up in the mid to upper 30s during the day, and it freezes at night, so everything gets a little slippery. And that's where I'm going with this, but I'll tell that story in a minute. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. It's the smokiest show on the airwaves. And we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little smoking. We're going to talk the Full Belly Deli, smoking in the cold. We got some cool food that we like that we're going to try and cue up. How about
right.
that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, since the last time I talked with you, I found out that old men don't bounce. That whole warming and cooling stepped out the day after New Year's Eve. So New Year's Day, God, yeah, it's easy. See, I had trauma. But I stepped out on New Year's Day off my deck at about 9:30 in the morning. Feet went out from under me, lit on my back, and my head hit the step that I had just stepped
nice.
Off of.
Nice.
And I caught most of the brunt of it with my back and shoulders, but got a big old knot on the back of my head. And what's today? You know, I'm 6-7 days out, still got a headache.
Wow.
I know I got a concussion.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything about it.
Probably got a concussion.
Never got sick to my stomach or anything. I don't know what concussion protocol is for a grilling guy. But bottom line is that I'm okay, except I got this little twitch that nobody can see on the radio, so we're good.
And now you got to fix a step.
Right, yeah. No, my head bounced off the step. It was wood. It was the wood deck.
That was helpful.
Yeah, right, it was. And it was only one step down, so yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
That time of year, man.
Right, it was. So just be careful out there because it happened grease lightning quick.
Okay, did you do like a Matrix moment where everything went slow-mo as you're going down?
Nope. It was completely, I didn't have anything in my hands even. I was walking out to the garage, and man, it was like, phew, gone. Just hit, and the dog's licking me on the face, and I'm just laying there like, ooh, this hurts. This is going to hurt. But I actually have not felt too bad other than the headache. So
and
enough
have a,
about
you
that.
You have a hot tub, so that
right, yeah,
helps.
I got right in. You're right, I did, and I spent several times in there because that helps. It does, but anyway.
Yeah, I did that last year, and I'm always kind of in the go fast mode when I'm working around the house.
Sure.
And went outside with some garbage and keep the dumpsters on the side of the garage, and just took a step over on that slick snow covered ice.
Yep.
Didn't see the ice, and. Next thing you know, I'm looking up, and it was a Matrix moment because I saw my feet higher than my head, and I thought, this looks vaguely familiar. Bang.
Yeah.
And my head hit, and I'll tell you what, there's a sensation that goes through your body when that happens.
Right, yeah.
That you folks in Florida don't have to put up with.
Right.
Texas.
Yeah.
We don't
All
hate you, but
places.
We kind of envy you sometimes.
Right.
This
yeah.
time of year.
Exactly. So this past weekend, we decided to fight some COVID. And so what we did is an old friend of ours on the show, White Flame Brewery in Hudsonville,
yep.
El Flamo Banco, we went out there and they have little 6x6 wood huts, kind of look like deer blinds.
Nice.
Except they've got four chairs in them and a table that's about a foot wide and about 3.5 foot long in between them. And you rent one of these things from them. And then for $5 more, you can rent a heater. And we were out there. It was cold, you know, it was at night, and we rented it for a couple hours. It's $10 an hour, which
so
I thought was a great deal.
So do you reserve it?
Yeah, we did.
And
yep.
they put the heater in before you get there?
No, we had to, because the guys that were ahead of us didn't need a heater, I guess. So when we got in there, we just brought one with us that we rented inside for $5. So for 2 hours, $25, you got a hut. They waited on you just like you were in a restaurant. And it's just funny, the hypocrisy of all of this, because when the guys before us left, it was like 2 minutes. They went in and wiped down the table and sprayed down the chairs. Well, you're in a 6x6 box with four people talking loud, and who knows what you spit on or what you touch, but they only cleaned the table. And I'm not finding fault, but that's okay in our society, is to put you inside a 6x6 box where four other strangers have been just 5 minutes ago, and we spent 2 hours in there, and there were people to wait when we got out.
There's a simple answer for that, Randy.
Yeah.
Just understand. Drive to Indiana.
Right, exactly.
Because there's no COVID down there.
Right.
But you can do what you want.
Yeah. Interesting. But, you know, a great time. Hats off to the people at White Flame. Because we had a great time. The service was excellent.
Blanco.
Right. The food was great. The service was great. The beer was awesome.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah, if you got a chance to go out there, do it. But there's a lot of other places, breweries and the like, that have these little huts. And take advantage of it. These people need our help. And we were happy to go out there and, you know, have dinner and kind of live again with another couple. So it was good. It was good stuff. And I feel fine, other than my headache.
Was one of the guys named Stan?
But no, it wasn't. No, it was another couple. Stan was out of town. But anyway, so all good. All good stuff. But just, you know, be safe. But get out there and support these people, man. You want them there when this whole thing blows over. So we got to help them.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, according to our incoming president, it's not going to. It's going to be a dark winter. So
right.
And yep. better get some lights.
Yeah. There were lights in it. Yep. And a fan.
We got the stupid election out of the way, and unfortunately, it ended up the way it did. But the good news is, I think, at least for me, I can just put politics aside now.
Right. Well, it is what it is.
Lick my wounds and just go back into the bunker.
So now let's just pray for their wisdom and the guidance that. We need so that we can just move on and get through this thing and everything will be hopefully okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But crazy thing that happened at the Capitol this week, but all part of this process, I think, and that's behind us. Terrible. Some people had to pass away as part of that. But
we did lose an Air Force veteran of 14 years.
Yeah, right.
I didn't write his name down, unfortunately, but that was tragic. And she was absolutely harmless.
Right. But these things happen when these, you know, she chose to be there. And I'm not finding fault with anybody, but you know what? I didn't go and I didn't get.
I chose to be there, but I couldn't get out of work.
Yep, exactly.
Now I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because it was a bad outcome for me.
Yeah.
So it would have been 3 days of crying all the way home.
Right. The on a much lighter note, all puns intended. Starting to back off on the booze, back off on the heavy food from the holidays, and try to lose some of that COVID-20.
By going to a brewery.
Right. Well, yeah. But I was drinking light beer, man.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had a salad.
Oh,
all right?
He brought his lawyer.
Right, yeah.
Salad. No but travelers
anyway.
Either.
Right. No, none at all. None at all.
But, yeah, well, I'm doing the same thing. I decided it's time just to focus on the family. Yep. And got a lot to be thankful for. Relationships, and I have a wonderful wife. She needs attention. She needs me not to be drilling down on politics.
Right.
It drives her nuts.
Sure.
And faith. I think it's easy to lose track of what's really important, and I'm going to focus 2021 on that. And I'm absolutely taking a break from alcohol.
Yeah?
Yep.
How long is that break? I just need to know.
I don't know. It's been a couple weeks now already. And I found that it was too much of a habit.
Yeah.
And it's just too easy.
Right.
And we promote a lot of it here on the show. Everything has to be. Well, I think I can lose some weight.
Sure.
I can think more clearly.
Yep.
I can wake up more rested and just take a break for a while.
Everything in moderation is the rule I live by. And there are times when you don't do that.
Yep.
But most of the time,
like,
you know,
deer camp.
Right. Exactly. There's instances. Right. And even New Year's Eve, there was, you know, I might have had three cocktails from 6 till midnight watching that thing happen. And the people we had over left at like 10:30 because they were like, I've had enough. I probably made a nightcap.
Ball's going to drop. It'll be the next year.
Right. Yeah. All
what
that
difference
stuff.
Does it
and,
make?
And I did. You know what? And speaking of bouncing back off your back or whatever it may be, I just don't bounce back that good anymore. You know, you tie one on, and it's a couple days before I start feeling better, and it's like, this isn't worth it for me. But you know what? It sounds like we're getting old, Bob. And
can't help it. It's
right.
A good thing.
Right.
Some
maybe
people don't get the chance.
Maybe it is. So coming up next, we're going to talk about maybe some ribeyes. I've got a smoked pastrami brisket I want to cover, whether it's in the cold. Bob is going to bring back the chimichurri recipe. We've covered that a couple times, but it's worth it again. So you don't want to miss it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.